My name is Daryl Kwan. Thanks for being with us. It's 10 days to Christmas. Can you feel it? Well, hello to our friends also listening from Kofi Radio and KT Radio. First up, the total value of mobile money transactions for last year reached 3 trillion cedis. This was captured in new data put together by the Bank of Ghana. Details in this report.
This actually represented almost 60% jump over the 1.9 trillion cedis recorded in 2023. The total amount posted in 2024 also showed that in 1 year, the total value of transactions shot up by more than 1 billion cedis. The spike again can be linked to more persons using the platform as payment for various transactions. The total number of registered accounts stood at 73 million. However, only 23.5% were active last year. Another interesting development from the report was that the number of active mobile money agents dropped significantly to 404,000 for last year. The latest economic and financial data released by the Bank of Ghana shows we are on course to beat the 2025 numbers. This is because, ending October this year, total value of transaction has reached 3.2 trillion cedis.
That was a business desk report. Now, the Chamber of Petroleum Consumers Ghana is urging the Bank of Ghana to move quickly to deal with the negative market sentiments after cracking down on black market operations. There are reports the city has come under some pressure following the recent action by security agencies to seize foreign currencies from these operators. Duncan Amwa is Executive Secretary of the Chamber.
The managers have done quite a tremendous job, but there's a danger from today. If they don't intervene properly, right, and this trend continues, and then tomorrow you wake up, it's 13, right, 13.2, 13.5. Mm. The fuels market will respond. Mm. Because mind you, we've been auctioning dollar to the market. If the open market behaves the way it is doing, they may not be able to hold prices further. It is not, you know, a desirable outcome. It is not something we would all want to have.
You heard Executive Secretary of the Chamber of Petroleum Consumers Ghana, Duncan Amwa. The Bank of Ghana and the Financial Intelligence Center have rolled out a new set of guidelines aimed at shaping anti-money laundering and terrorist financing framework of all regulated institutions in the country. The new guidelines will, among other things, classify tax evasion, piracy and insider trading as crimes worth flagging by all regulated financial institutions. It also puts a lot of pressure on firms to scrutinize dealings of relatives of beneficial owners. In other news, effective January 1 next year, the Ghana card will be the mandatory identity requirement before one can purchase or review motor and other insurance products. This was contained in a notice from the National Insurance Commission seen by Joy Business. Here's more.
According to the National Insurance Commission, corporate clients are also required to provide their tax identification number when completing their motor insurance transactions. The commission in a circular argued that this is meant to help improve claims handling, strengthen Know Your Customer and anti-money laundering. The commission also believes this will help reduce fraud and as well as help in aligning Ghana with global financial service standards. It appears the insurance sector is following similar directive from the Bank of Ghana when it comes to deposits and all other financial transactions.
You're listening to the Joy Business Report. The Ghana Revenue Authority has vowed to deal with businesses operating in the night without meeting their tax obligations. The move by the authority is part of a night market economy operation aimed at ensuring compliance by all businesses. National Coordinator of the Night Market Economy, Chief Revenue Officer Alpha Senanu Hosu, has been speaking to Joy Business after the team took an exercise to lock up a popular night pub in Osu here in Accra, Cloud 9.
A business like Cloud 9, we invited them in 2023. And then this year, we invited them about twice already. We've given them the opportunity to come and regularize their business with us. But they've been recalcitrant. They've been adamant. So we need to use the law. We need to enforce it. Those we have served notices to, if they refuse to come, we'll go and seal off their premises. So it is a night market economy project under GRE. And it continues. We would continue to ensure compliance in the evening and enforce the laws. We would not give up until we bring some sanity into the night space.
National Coordinator of the Night Market Economy, Chief Revenue Officer Alpha Senanu Hosu. Now, First Solutions is warning Ghana against downside risks to its economic growth outlook and Islamist insurgency. Here's more in this report.
According to Fetch Solutions, such a scenario will mean that Ghana's external account would face immediate headwinds, eroding its international reserves, putting the city under greater pressure than we currently assume. This would push inflation higher and likely force the Bank of Ghana to delay further easing or even resume policy tightening. A key risk stems from the worsening Islamist insurgency in the Sahel. While its baseline view is that Ghana will avoid any large-scale cross-border incursion from Burkina Faso into northern Ghana would force the government to channel additional resources to the armed forces. It noted that this would either directly divert funds or require higher borrowing, which would push up interest payments and crowd out capital spending. In either case, it said economic growth would fall short of its current real GDP.
Now, the Chamber of Oil Marketing Companies is making a passionate appeal to government to remove taxes on LPG to encourage its use and reduce the cost of living for consumers. The Chamber argues that the product is still expensive due to the number of taxes which have affected demand and use. Let's listen to Gabriel Kumi, who is chairman of the Chamber.
With the greatest of respect, we believe it doesn't make sense to put even a single tax on LPG because this is a product government has set an objective to increase its consumption. You can't push us one step forward and then pull us two steps backwards. So the taxes on LPG, again, that is one area that we are also going to look at. If government really want to achieve the increment in consumption of LPG that is talked about, then taxes of LPG on LPG must go. We are now paying quite close to about 18%. Taxes on LPG, which is one of the highest in Africa and one of the highest in the world.
Gabriel Kumi, chairman of the Chamber of Oil Marketing Companies. Chief Executive of the Chartered Institute of Bankers Ghana, Robert Jato, says human capital is as important